Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hey, hello, I'm Baylen Leonard. You can join me weekdays from 10 for the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio Country. You can find us on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Absolute Radio app, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. On this episode of the Country Music Talk podcast, we're backstage at the Royal Albert Hall. I'm chatting to some of the stars of Highways Festival. Here's what happened.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Baylen Leonard here, backstage at Highways Festival at the Royal Albert Hall for Absolute Radio Country. I'm really happy to meet this next guest of ours because we are fans for sure. but it's the first time we're meeting Tanner Usry. Welcome.
Yep. I'm so out of it right now.
Oh, no. You have every right to be out of it because you have been here, there, and everywhere. Yeah. You were just in Copenhagen. You were just in Amsterdam. Yeah. Now you find yourself in the beautiful environs of the Royal Albert Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Is this your first time over to this part of the world?
I've been to Dublin before.
Okay,
I've been to Ireland, but it's my first time in Europe and the UK. So,
are you going to get a little bit of a chance to see some of it?
I would like to go sightseeing tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. What's on the bucket list for sightseeing?
Man, I don't know. I guess you have to go to Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, you can do a drive by.
Yeah,
you can do a drive by.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know I want to see a castle, which I don't know if there's a castle around here.
Yeah, they're kind of a dime a dozen around here. there you go.
And Big Ben.
Okay, fine. Yeah, you can do all this. All of this is perfectly achievable.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's good to meet you.
Yeah, you too, man.
So you're from Texas. What part of Texas?
I'm from, like, Fort Worth.
Okay.
45 minutes north of Fort Worth, a little town called Prosper.
I noticed you didn't say Dallas-Fort Worth. You just said Fort Worth.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a rival there, isn't it?
I don't want to claim Dallas unless it's the Cowboys.
exactly. Yeah. So did you grow up wanting to be a country artist?
Yeah, I always sang. I've been singing since I was like 5 years old, singing in my parents' garage. And while they used to do arts and crafts, which is they would paint gourds and sell them.
Oh, I'm all for this.
Yeah.
I'm all for this.
I would just be running around singing, and my dad used to tell me to shut up all the time. And
because you were singing too much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What were you singing as a kid?
Alan Jackson.
Yeah.
And, you know. Whoever, Garth Brooks.
I mean, I notice you've got a pretty sweet vintage Reba hat on at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, Reba?
I was probably singing some Reba.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Reba is just the OG.
She's
so good. So, did you know anything about the Royal Albert Hall before you got this call?
I did not, actually. Once, like, my band filled me in and people filled me in on, like, what it was, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, but it's also just a beautiful room as well, isn't it?
It's amazing.
It's a bucket list for a lot of artists, interestingly, who come to this side of the world. Hey, congratulations on having your songs in Yellowstone.
Thank you, man.
I mean, what a thing this is, because I've spoken to a lot of artists who, you know, it really changed their life having their songs on there. Was that the case for you?
Yeah, man. It's definitely opened a lot of doors, and I've become pretty good friends with Taylor Sheridan. And hopefully we get to work together some more in the future. I think what he's doing with Yellowstone and his shows and that he does is it's definitely changing, you know, this scene. It's making it more available to everybody.
It is. There's a lot of things doing that at the moment. So Yellowstone, obviously, huge influence, broke a lot of artists, and it's just been such a phenomenon. But Twister, the movie that's coming out soon, like that whole soundtrack is just...
Yeah, it's pretty stacked.
Stone cold. It's so good.
I recognize a name or two on there. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So did that come about because of Yellowstone, do you think?
I don't know. I know Atlantic, my label, kind of helped out with that one, I'm sure.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie yet?
I haven't, no.
Oh, it looks good.
It does look good, which is like surprising because, you know, like... A remake of such a classic movie.
I know.
Usually remakes do not do very well, like, but it looks actually really good.
The original, was that the one with the cow flies around in the... They've got to do the cow again, right?
I'm sure. I'm sure it's going to do it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen this, look it up on YouTube. It's glorious.
Another cow.
Yeah.
I think that was the same cow.
Yeah, that cow's been waiting for the call. It's once.
Yeah.
My agent is doing nothing for me. Yeah. Do you know what? I have, this is based on absolutely nothing, Tanner, but I have a prediction.
Okay.
I think the soundtrack is going to be bigger than the film because that soundtrack just looks.
It's pretty big.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, then that Luke Combs one, the one they just released. Is,
oh, yeah.
It's pretty good.
That's a banger.
It's a banger song.
There's no two ways around that. So your album, Crossing Lines, millions and millions of streams on that. Was that blowing your mind when that was happening?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that was my first, like, full-length record. So
yeah.
It was received pretty well and put a lot of hard work and blood, sweat, and tears into it. So.
But also, you're not letting grass grow under your feet because you've just released an EP, right?
A little, the Radio West Virginia sessions is a little acoustic stuff, but...
Oh, are we not classifying that as an EP?
There was only like one new song on there, though.
Yeah, but it's an EP.
Yeah, it's an EP.
It's live, right?
Yeah.
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 Why did you do the live versions?
Just because I just want to do some different.
Because you get
stuff.
To do them differently.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're not one of these artists that when. Because I've never seen you live. I'm looking so forward to this tonight because we're such fans. But you're not one of these artists that, and by the way, this is not a diss to the artists who do this, but you know, sometimes you can listen to an album and you go see the artist and it is note perfect. Like it is exactly the same. It all sounds exactly the same, which is also a huge, massive skill. But then some people like to mix it up and it sounds like you maybe like to mix it up a little bit when you're doing live stuff.
It just depends. I don't know if mixing up is a word. It's definitely harder hitting live, for sure.
Okay. So instead of calling this an EP, we're going to call this a little live harder
sessions.
Hitting.
Live sessions.
Live sessions, exactly. when you were growing up in Texas, did you have wanderlust? Did you want to see parts of the world?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I always dreamed of going to, like, Venice.
Have you been yet?
No. I want to go really bad. Maybe the next time I'm over here.
Yeah, I mean, tag it on. I don't feel like a lot of country artists tour Venice.
Yeah, no.
Maybe you can be the first.
So.
Go
maybe,
do it.
Maybe. We'll see.
You are going out with Dierks Bentley, though, this summer.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, we played Red Rocks with him last year for the first time. So
that's another super cool venue.
Oh, yeah. We've hit a lot of pretty cool milestones in the past year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, you're not playing around. Like, a lot of people, you know, they're slugging away in dingy basement bars, you know, sticking to the floor.
Oh, I'm doing that, too. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm doing that, too. We had a whole tour of doing that. But.
That's also a cool scene, though. I've been to some of the best gigs in airtight basement hell holes.
Oh, yeah. Me,
stuck
too.
To the floor.
You know, with
a dripping ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just not knowing if you're going to walk out of there with something or not, you know?
Yeah, with a strap infection.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Grand Ole Opry debut in 2023.
Mm-hmm. Rhyming with Shane.
Yeah.
It's been
oh, yeah, because Shane Smith is here, so you're buddies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a nice guy.
He's all right.
Yeah, he'll do. We'll see what he says about you when he's here.
Yeah,
I'll let you know.
He's mediocre at best, okay? No.
He gets
the job done. He's consistent, you know. It's no.
When you did the Opry, was that... Because I know in Texas, like, some, you know, there are different goals regionally. For a lot of people, it is playing the Opry.
Right.
You know, for Texas, it might be Billy Bob's.
Bob's or Green Hall.
Or getting, you know, asked to do Luck Reunion with Willie or something like that, right? So where does Grand Ole Opry sit in that stuff with you?
I mean, that was like, for me, the top three were Red Rocks, the Ryman, and the Opry. So not necessarily in that order, but like that was the milestones that I wanted to hit.
So what's next that you want to play?
I'm doing Roll Albert Hall. I don't know. I guess, you know.
I guess you're done.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, Soldier Field or something, or I don't know.
Well, you know, we cannot wait to see it.
Sounds
hey, good to meet you.
You too, man.
Come back and see us next time you're over.
Absolutely.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.